from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Joko Widodo Ma'ruf team is forbidden of conducting negative campaigns while Prabowo reminds his supporters not to violate the peaceful campaign. Indonesian ambassador to the Philippines ensures no more Abu Sayyaf. Now the news in detail. Secretary of the Presidential Vice Presidential Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin National Campaign, Hasto Kristianto, said that all board of the Presidential Vice Presidential serial number 01 Jokowi Ma'ruf campaign team are forbidden of conducting negative campaigns toward the other candidates. In his written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, September 23, Hasto affirmed negative thoughts and actions would only produce destructive impacts for the future of nation. It also includes the spread of hoax that can intoxicate national civilization and destroy the values of Pancasila. Hasto stated the goals of the peaceful campaign's declaration could not be achieved if there would be any negative campaigns, hoax, and accuses in the 2019 election. Presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto reminds his supporters not to violate the peaceful campaign, therefore they should obey the rules set by the General Elections Commission. During the gathering event of the National Winning Coalition Board of Prabowo Sandiaga at the Smithco Building in Jakarta on Sunday, Prabowo said his side followed the regulation of the General Elections Commission by not demonstrating the flag attribute and taking more than 100 participants. Prabowo remarked, currently, the General Elections Commission has tougher responsibility to maintain the sovereignty of Indonesian society from the destruction and disengagement. Indonesian Ambassador to the Philippines, Sinyo Hari Sarundayang, who met Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte in Manila last week, said that President Duterte told that Abu Sayyaf group affiliating to the Islamic states such as Iraq and Syria, or better known as the IS, does no longer exist in the Philippines. Moreover, this group has disintegrated into a number of criminal groups. Nevertheless, Ambassador Sinyo Hari Sarundayang said the groups disintegrated from Abu Sayyaf exhibit similar criminal motive, namely extorting money from the companies or family of the hostages they capture, whose victims are mostly fishermen from the fishing companies. As reported by KBRN, Ambassador Sinyo in Jakarta recently said that the Philippines government at the moment is intensively working to eradicate groups pertaining to Abu Sayyaf and other militant groups alike. Ambassador Sinyo also conveyed President Duterte's appreciation on the joint patrols conducted by Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia in a bid to establish multiple securities. President Duterte asked for the cooperation to be developed into a coordinated patrol. Indonesian government has shown commitment to eradicate the human trafficking crimes. The commitment is reflected through the completion of the human trafficking regulation and institutionalization framework in central and regional level since the establishment of Act No. 21, year 2007, on the elimination of the human trafficking crimes. Escorted by Kabir Ann, the Ministries of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection is intensively working to enhance society's comprehension and knowledge on preventing the human trafficking crimes. One of the efforts was conducting socialization on eliminating the human trafficking crimes in Serang, Banten, as a human trafficking potential area. Indonesian Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Yambise on Sunday in Banten said that the elimination of the human trafficking crimes requires society's early detection, task force unit of the human trafficking crimes, and participation of regional government. The human trafficking crimes are serious crimes against humanity using syndicates to exploit humans. Therefore, effort should be strengthened in a bid to minimize the factors of the human trafficking, handle the victims, and enact laws on the actors of the crimes. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bank Indonesia said the structure of Indonesia's external debts at the end of July 2018 remained manageable with healthy level. The ratio is better than the average ratio of peer countries. Based on a regional maturity, the structure of Indonesia's external debts at the end of July 2018 was still dominated by long-term debts, which accounted for 86.4% of the total external debts. Bank Indonesia is close coordination with the government continues to monitor the development of external debts to optimize the external debts role in supporting financing without incurring the risk that may affect macroeconomic stability. Meanwhile, Indonesia's external debts grew by 4.8% year-on-year in July 2018, slower than 5.5% in the previous month. Indonesia's external debts at the end of July 2018 amounted to $358.0 billion, consisting of government and central bank external debts worth $180.8 billion and private sector, including state-owned enterprises, external debts worth $171.1 billion. The Ministry of Tourism and the Indonesian Embassy in Laos are promoting Indonesian tourism in countries located in the Indochina region, starting in Vientiane, Laos. The Indonesian Ambassador to Laos, Pratito Soeharyo, in a press release received by Antara on Sunday, stated that Indonesia and Laos had closeness and similarity. This was conveyed by the ambassador during the sales mission of 7 priority destinations in Vientiane on Saturday, September 22. The sales mission was participated in by 60 Lao industrial players. On the occasion, Ambassador Pratito expressed his hope that every side would be able to realize connectivity between the two countries in the form of direct flights from Indonesia to Laos and vice versa. Laos was made the first country of the Indonesia sales mission because both nations have a long and strong relationship since the time of the Kingdom of Champa and the kingdoms of the archipelago. In addition, each country has a high concern to increase cooperation in tourism. Several tourism sites in Indonesia which were showcased at the sales mission, including Bandung, West Java, Yogyakarta and Batam, and Bintan, Riau Islands. The last item, Anthony Sinisuka Ginting obtained the 2018 China Open title. The Indonesian men's singles player defeated the third world ranked player from Japan, Kento Momota, in two sets with 23-21 and 21-19 in the final round held at the Olympic Sports Center Xincheng Gymnasium, Guangzhou. In response to that, Secretary General of the Badminton Association of Indonesia, Ahmad Budiarto, told RRI on Sunday, "The victory was an incredible history, considering Anthony played extremely well from the beginning to the end of the match. Finally, he could beat Kento Momota in the final round." Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Joko Widodo Ma'ruf team is forbidden of conducting negative campaigns, while Prabowo reminds his supporters not to violate the peaceful campaign. Indonesian ambassador to the Philippines ensures no more Abu Sayyaf. Listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular programmed commentary. The title of today's commentary is Peaceful Campaign of 2019 General Elections. Democratic Party in Indonesia, the 2019 presidential and legislative election, has entered the campaign stage. The campaign period starts on 23 September 2018 to 13 April 2019. This stage is marked by the declaration of peaceful campaign of 2019 election, which was read by Chairman of the General Election Commission KPU, Arief Budiman, along with the presidential and vice presidential candidates and the political party leaders participating in the 2019 election in Monas, Central Jakarta, on Sunday morning. The peaceful campaign of 2019 elections began with the carnival political parties participating in the elections. Chairmen, administrators, and supporters of the political parties appear with the traditional clothing from various regions in Indonesia, remembering that the diversity that exists in Indonesia is the amazing one, but unity. The declaration of the peaceful campaign of 2019 elections was also marked by releasing some doves as a symbol of hope that the 2019 elections will be peaceful and safe. The theme of the peaceful campaign 2019 election is anti-Sara and anti-hoax campaign to make suffering voters for a strong country. Why is the anti-crime and anti-hoax issue highlighted in the theme? Experience does teach. These two issues are very easy to ignite one's emotion. Moreover, their emotion becomes fanatical supporters of the presidential and vice presidential candidates. The problems of ethnicity, religion, race, and group, or SARA, are frequently used by some parties to promote certain people or groups. As more and more internet users in Indonesia, the possibility of the spread of false news or hoax is also getting bigger. At least currently in Indonesia, internet users have reached more than 143 million. The number allows information, whether true or not, and bad or good, to be immediately spread throughout Indonesia in seconds. Strong determination declared by the organizers, political parties participating in the 2019 elections, and presidential and vice presidential candidates to realize a strong state is contained in the declaration of the peaceful campaign 2019 elections. Indonesia is determined to realize elections that are general, free, secret, honest, and fair by conducting the election campaigns that are safe, orderly, and peaceful, with integrity, without hoaxes, politicalization of ethnicity, religion, race, and group or SARA, and money politics based on available regulation and laws. To realize the 2019 elections that are free of SARA and hoax issues needs full commitment from various stakeholders. the campaign teams of the political parties and presidential and vice presidential candidates must be committed to taking firm actions if there are supporters who disseminate hoax campaigns. The police should indiscriminately give legal sanctions to hoax spreaders. Patrols in the cyber world must also be strengthened. But the most important point is that prospective voters must be wiser in responding to the dissemination of information. Being wiser for the prospective voters to receive, filter, and disseminate information is the key to the realization of peaceful campaign of the 2019 elections without hoax and the issue of SARA. Hopefully, Indonesian people are certainly expecting that the peaceful campaign of 2019 elections can be carried out until the voting day. Peaceful and safe elections will prove to the world that in Indonesia, democracy is able to realize and maintain peace. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, it's time for an event on September 24th about National Farmer Day. National Farmer Day is commemorated every September 24th, especially by farmers in Indonesia. September 24th is set as a reminder that on the date in 1960, Indonesian first President Sukarno stipulated Law No. 5, 1960, concerning on basic agrarian principles. The next event is that in 1973 it was about the independence of Guinea-Bissau. Republic of Guinea-Bissau is a state in the West Africa. In the past, Guinea-Bissau was part of Cabo Kingdom, which was part of Mali Empire. Part of the kingdom survived until 18th century, while some other parts were part of Portugal Empire. After the independence, it was declared on September 24, 1973, and recognized on September 10, 1974. The name of the capital city, Bissau, was added in the name of state to avoid mistake with the state of Guinea. Guinea-Bissau has history with unstable political. Since the state gained its independence and there was no president who was elected to succeed in completing the official tenure for 5 years. And the last event is that in 1999, tragedy of Semanggi II occurred. Yon Hap, student of University of Indonesia, was shot. Semanggi II tragedy occurred on September 24, 1999. This caused Yon Hap and 11 people to be killed, and also 217 injured. Yon Hap was an Indonesian activist who was shot by irresponsible personnel of armed forces when he staged a demonstration at Semanggi, South Jakarta. Yon Hap was a student of Department of Electrical Engineering, majoring in engineering at University of Indonesia in 1996. He was buried at Pondok Ranggon Cemetery in East Jakarta. The tragedy happened starting from the public protests on the implementation and agenda of special session that caused the death of civilians. The first strategy was known as Semanggi Wand on November 11 until 13, 1998, on which Indonesian transitional government caused 17 civilians to be killed. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, entitled Indonesia's Economic Fundamentals Are Still Strong. The World Bank considers Indonesia's economic projections to remain positive, despite increasing global uncertainty. This happened because stronger private and government consumption was able to lift real gross domestic products growth GDP to 5.3% in the second quarter of this year. World Bank Country Director for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Rodrigo A. Chavez, in September 2018 edition of the World Bank's Indonesia Economic Quarterly said in Jakarta on Thursday, that it was also seen from the commitment of the Indonesian government to maintain stability by issuing strict and coordinated policy. He emphasized that strong macroeconomic fundamentals have increased Indonesia's resilience amid rising global uncertainty. According to Rodrigo, Indonesia's economic growth is expected to reach 5.2% this year and also in 2019, which is supported by solid investment, stable inflation, and a strong labor market. Then it will gradually strengthen up to 5.3% by 2020. Rodrigo further explained, Indonesia has reduced poverty rates from 19.1% in 2000 to 9.8% in 2018. This is a good opportunity for economic growth, especially in urban areas. The World Bank said, better economic opportunities, especially in urban areas, have helped many residents get out of poverty and become part of the middle class. More than half of Indonesia's population now lives in urban areas. Meanwhile, World Bank Chief Economist in Indonesia, Frederico Jill Sanders, remarked that urbanization could be a major force for economic growth and poverty reduction. But if it is not managed properly, losses due to the pressure will be greater than the benefits. On one hand, to generate the potential for urbanization, the central and regional governments need to cooperate to carry out policy and institutional reforms. The World Bank's positive assessment of Indonesia's economic growth also triggered a strengthening of the rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar by 22 points to 14,823 rupiahs on interbank transaction in Jakarta last Friday. CSA Research Institute senior analyst Reza Priambada said in Jakarta on Friday that a positive assessment from the World Bank, which estimates Indonesia's economic growth at 5.2%, also contributed to the sentiment for strengthening the rupiah. Reza added that the World Bank considered that stronger domestic demand in Indonesia would continue to be a driver of economic growth. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nukuk Sumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Secretary of the Presidential, Vice Presidential Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin National Campaign, Hasto Kristianto said that all board of the Presidential Vice Presidential Serial Number 01 Jokowi Ma'ruf Campaign Team are forbidden of conducting negative campaigns toward the other candidates. Presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto reminds his supporters not to violate the peaceful campaign. Therefore, they should obey the rules set by the General Elections Commission. Indonesian Ambassador to the Philippines, Sinyo Hari Sarundayang, who met Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte in Manila last week, said that President Duterte told that Abu Sayyaf group affiliating to the Islamic States, such as Iraq and Syria, or better known as the IS, does no longer exist in the Philippines. Moreover, this group has disintegrated into a number of criminal groups. Indonesian government has huge commitment to eradicate the human trafficking crimes. The commitment is reflected through the completion of the human trafficking regulation and institutionalizations framework in central and regional level since the establishment of Act No. 21, year 2007, on the elimination of the human trafficking crimes. Bank Indonesia said the structure of Indonesia's external debts at the end of July 2018 remained manageable with healthy level. The ratio is better than the average ratio of peer countries. The Ministry of Tourism and the Indonesian Embassy in Laos are promoting Indonesian tourism in countries located in the Indochina region, starting in Vientiane, Laos. The Indonesian Ambassador to Laos, Pratito Soeharyo, in a press release received by Antara on Sunday, stated that Indonesia and Laos had closeness and similarity. Anthony Sinisuka Ginting obtained the 2018 China Opens title. The Indonesian men's singles player defeated the third world-ranked player from Japan, Kento Momota, in two sets with 23-21 and 21-19 in the final round held at the Olympic Sports Center Xincheng Gymnasium, Guangzhou, China. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Mandorak Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listeners, Sumba Island is an island in the southwest region of East Nusa Tenggara province. The island has many hidden tourism objects, such as Mandorak Beach, which is located at Pero Batang Village, Kodi District, southwest part of Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. Listeners, Mandorak Beach is like hidden heaven in Sumba Island. The beach is the smallest one among the beaches in Sumba Island. Its coastal line is only around 50 meters long. Because the beach is surrounded by high and steep cliffs, those cliffs also become interesting attraction because its shape are like the gateway to the high seas. The beach has clean white sand like pearl, with clear sea water. Its wave is also quite heavy, so that many tourists come for surfing at the beach. Because its stream is quite heavy, the visitors should be careful if they want to swim at the beach. At Mandorak Beach, the visitors can do trekking on the cliff and enjoy the beauty of the beach from the cliff. Besides, they can do fishing from the cliff, they can also enjoy beautiful sunset of Mandorak Beach. Listeners, Mandorak Beach has a distance around 42 kilometers from the capital city of southwest Sumba, Tambolaka. From Kupang, Tambolaka can be accessed by plane, From Tambolaka Airport, you can rent motorcycle or car. The facility at the beach is quite inadequate because the beach is located at remote area. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonderful Today featuring Mandorak Beach in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Jangan Lupa, or in English, Do Not Forget. Stay tuned. Next, I will give you an example of conversation about Jangan Lupa, or in English, Do Not Forget. Tony and Joko's family are traveling to Parangtritis. Tony will wash his body after swimming on the beach. Dinda reminds Tony to pay for the use of public bathrooms.
Dinda, di mana aku bisa mandi?
Oh, di kamar mandi umum. Itu di sana. Jangan lupa bayar ya.
Oke. Berapa?
2.000.
After the conversation, I will introduce some expressions related to the topic today. Jangan lupa, or in English, do not forget. I will say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Jangan lupa. In English, do not forget. Di mana saya bisa mandi? In English, where can I take a bath? Kamar mandi umum. In English, public bathroom. Di sana. In English, over there. Jangan lupa bayar. In English, do not forget to pay. Berapa? In English, how much? 2.000. In English, 2,000. Bawa kamera. In English, bring the camera. Pesan tiket. In English, order a ticket. Besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. In English, we are going to go to a beach tomorrow. Maaf. In English, sorry or excuse me. In the dialogue, you listen to Dinda to tell Tony, jangan lupa membayar. Jangan lupa membayar. In English, do not forget to pay for. An expression of jangan lupa means do not forget. It's usually used to remember someone not to forget to do something. For examples, jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Jangan lupa, besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. In English, do not forget, we are going to go to a beach tomorrow. Jangan lupa bawa kamera. Jangan lupa bawa kamera. In English, do not forget to bring camera. Tony, jangan lupa pesan tiket. Tony, do not forget to order the ticket. Well, listener, when we want to remember a respected person, we usually start saying the word maaf in English, excuse me. Other examples. Pak, maaf, jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Pak, maaf, jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. In English, excuse me sir, do not forget tomorrow we will go to the beach. Pak, maaf, jangan lupa bawa kamera. Pak, maaf, jangan lupa bawa kamera. In English, excuse me sir, do not forget to bring your camera. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Dinda, di mana aku bisa mandi?
Oh, di kamar mandi umum. Itu di sana. Jangan lupa bayar ya.
Oke, berapa?
2.000.
Listener, the exercise for today is to describe the disease you have suffered by mentioning the name of the disease. When, how long have you been sick, where did you take for treatment, and etc. For example, nama saya Danu. Saya pernah sakit gigi 2 bulan yang lalu selama 2 minggu. Saya merasa pusing dan berobat di rumah sakit Medika. Saya harus minum obat 3 kali sehari. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will bring you some beautiful keroncong songs performed by some Indonesian talented singers. To initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Kisah Terpendam by Ratna Listy. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
You've just listened to the first song entitled Kisah Terpendam Sang Bayi Ratna Listy. This song tells about the story in the past with a beloved one. And besides being a singer, Ratna Listy is also an actress of soap opera and presenter. Her career in the entertainment world began with her victory in the radio and television singing contest Bintang Radio Televisi for East Java in 1989. Ratna Listy released an album Obsesi in 1998, Azan in 2002, and a traditional album which was jointly produced with Dul Sumbang and Nini Carlina. Well, listener, let's listen to the next Kroncong song entitled Pertemuan by Ika Sugiono.
Sejak berjumpa
That was the Kroncong song entitled Pertemuan by Ika Sugiono, a song of love story that start from a meeting. Other trying to remove, the heart has been shackled by longing. Ika Sugiono is one of the talented Indonesian Kroncong singers. She is the daughter of the legendary Kroncong Sugiono. Ika Sugiono's career in the entertainment world, especially in singing Kroncong, began when she won the Bintang Radio Televisi. Her daughter, Diah Nungki Sugiono, also follows her singing talent. Well, listener, before we end today's music corner, we'll play the last two Kroncong songs entitled Mawar Sekuntum by Ratna Listy and Tanah Air Jaya by Titi. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Tunaikanlah janji bakti, kemakmuran Nusa. Mari kawan, mari menuju tanah air jaya.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.